Not our president. What interests me here are not the left's reasons for comparing Trump to the fascists and Nazis. I deal with those in the next chapter. But what the comparison is intended to accomplish. Clearly, it seeks to make Trump's presidency illegitimate. This notion that even if Trump won fair and square, he somehow doesn't deserve to be president, was first circulated even before the election. Hillary and Obama never treated Trump as a legitimate nominee. Once Trump was elected, the Democratic left launched an unprecedented crusade to prevent his assuming office. They demanded recounts, which are reasonable when the margins are very close, as they were in the 2000 Bush-Gore election. But Trump's margins were significant in all the crucial states in question. There was a recount or two, and Trump ended up gaining a few votes. Then the left sought to discredit Trump's win by highlighting that Hillary won the popular vote. Again, this seems like an odd thing to focus on when U.S. elections are not decided by popular vote. The American political system is designed to balance individual representation and state representation. This is for the purpose of preventing large states from monopolizing power. Consequently, the Electoral College gives larger states more electors, but ensures that smaller states also have enough electoral clout to make a difference. It's not important to decipher the precise rules of the system. The main point is that this is a democratic system, and these are the long-standing, agreed-upon rules of the game. In this respect, the rules of the Electoral College are like the rules of a tennis match, which is decided not by points, but by sets. Does it make sense in a match with a final score of 6-4, 6-4, 0-6, 1-6, 6-4, that the loser, despite winning only 2 sets out of 5, nevertheless be awarded the prize on the grounds that he won more overall points than the winner? This is absurd. Trump prevailed by the rules of the game, and his win is clearly undiminished by the observation that Hillary would have won under some other set of rules. Next, the left sought to directly pressure electors not to choose Trump in the Electoral College. Electors reported being inundated, harassed, even threatened. While most of this was pure desperation, and the effort ultimately